The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com, is heard on the We Be Geeks Collective and on sci-fi.radio.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
We're the Con Guys, and this is the Con Guy Show, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California.
And this is Jim with theconguy.com.
She's been here with theconguy.com.
Katie here, aka the Con Girl.
Zordon did not want five teenagers with attitude.
My name is Derek Sam.
I'm Danae Sam, and that's my brother.
We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms, your ultimate insiders for all things.
Nice.
Yes!
I could just watch that
the
all
world
night.
Premiere of the Con Guy intro.
Of the Con Guy intro.
I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to get some different video in there and clean it up a little bit, but that was the first run at it.
That was amazing.
That was so cool.
One of my favorite parts in all things Con. There was so great. For those of you who missed the reference, who is that, Ben?
Well, that would be on his 90th birthday today, actually, I believe. Mr. Bill Shatner Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, buried alive. Buried alive.
Oh, I loved it. That, for those of you who are just joining us, welcome to the Con Guy Show. We're having the Con Guy Happy Hour tonight live. The new intro that we just saw was put together by good old buddy Ben Weaver. I almost said something different.
It's been a week. He's forgot our names already.
Anyways,
you and I have known each other that long, Jim.
You don't have to know me long for me to forget your name. I forget everybody's name. WonderCon 2021. WonderCon is the little sister convention to San Diego Comic-Con. It used to be held up in Northern California in the San Francisco area, and then it has since moved down here to Southern California. It was held once at the LA Convention Center. We did not enjoy that one so much. But all other times, it has been held at the Anaheim Convention Center across the street from the Disneyland Resort. And last year, because of this stupid dang thing we have called the COVID-19 pandemic, it went online. And to be fair, they kind of got caught a little bit off guard because the shutdown happened around March, like 12 or 13. We've been hearing rumors of it coming for a while, but so they didn't really have time to plan a full convention, so they did what they could do, and we had some stuff. Their San Diego Comic-Con convention was much more full with the 4 days of panels and whatnot. So anyways, here we are, year two, and WonderCon as a physical event is not happening again, but we are having WonderCon at home. So what the heck is that? Oh, this is awful.
There's been no nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
No nightmares have been happening recently.
All right, we need to talk WonderCon. We are already way over our time. Have this conversation and let's go to bed.
Somebody's grumpy.
Somebody's not wearing their Speedo tonight.
It was exhausting.
It was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, to remind us, and we can talk over this, I have put together a little bitty short WonderCon pictures from WonderCon's past, and I'm going to share it with you right now. All right, WonderCon memories 2019. So we have
Robin Hood.
For those of you who are listening, you're not going to get the full extent of this. That's wasn't that Brennan?
I think so.
Yeah, there's Ben with our very first Power Rangers panel. That's So seeing a bunch of cosplay here in the Anaheim. There's Ben and the whole crew. Who was that, Ben?
That was the crew from the Kevin Smith film Dogma.
Cheeseman and some folks.
There's lots of cosplay all here.
I know.
Luke, we're trying to get a date.
Luke, who are you playing?
I'm Indiana Jones. Not as good as Ben's. Ben has the best Indiana Jones with his one sleeveless. There's Cap. Me with Cap is Indiana Jones. Me with
Rogue and Gambit.
Yep. Me with Shazam and my beautiful.
More. Captain Planet.
Zane.
Yep. Here's one of the panels at WonderCon. Luke getting chopped up by.
Ooh.
There's your man. There's
Jim himself. Wearing the same hat.
Wizard of Asgard. You know, I just seeing these pictures just so
spandex furry people.
Yeah, look at Aquaman.
Mermaid Man from SpongeBob.
Yeah, I love
that. Here's part of the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Like WonderCon's always been really great for cosplay. I think part of that is
Murray Bregman.
It's not as overwhelmingly crowded as San Diego.
Gym and matching congress.
There's at the party at Ben's after party.
Darian?
Oh, there's something unsightly.
And I can't unsee that one.
I feel like I need to say that was not my after that party. That was the after party at my friend David and Lindsay's house. But I invited the con guys to it because all are welcome at their post-WonderCon party, which they won't have next year because they're moving to New Zealand.
Oh, no.
To New Zealand.
Good for them.
Because
Brad, you got to run out to Hilton by then. You need a whole floor to yourself so we can have our own after party.
All right, so guys, real quick.
Get a sponsor.
Real quick from you guys. Tell me, what's your favorite parts about WonderCon? Why is WonderCon such a special Comic-Con? Because we go to a bunch of them all over the place, but what makes WonderCon kind of special? Derek, you're about to say something. Yes.
Well, I was in the middle of saying something and all of you guys were talking over me, but I forgive you because we're friends. We got all these photos of great cosplay in that slideshow just now, and like there is a lot of great cosplay at WonderCon. They do their masquerade is really fun, and I think part of that is because it's bigger and bigger every year, but it's not like the crowd just packed in super tight the way it is at San Diego Comic-Con. There's a little bit of breathing room, and also all those hotels are right there just across the street. It's really easy to get from your hotel to the convention center if you're staying right there. Sorry, you're just really quiet and staring at me today. So because of that, you've got the opportunity to really do some good cosplay. And so we see a lot of that there. And that's one thing I love about WonderCon. I love that it's not as crowded. I love that it's a little closer for us. And I enjoy that it's still big enough that they can get some really big panels and some big name guests some of the time. But it's not like Hall H where you're just camping out. And you have to camp out the night before to see anything interesting, you know?
Yep. Tanae, have you been to WonderCon?
I haven't. I was about to go to my first WonderCon last year. And then I will say I do have a notebook that Derek got for me at WonderCon in 2013. And I'm about to finish it. It's been my church notebook. And I'm really excited to finish it.
Yeah, I went with you guys to my first WonderCon in 2013. And I got her the River Song journal that looks kind of like the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this would be a perfect gift for my sister. And it was.
That's cool. So I'm going to ask Jake, and then we're going to cover to Ben. So Jake, I think, was San Diego Comic-Con or Wonder? One of the two is like one of the first times I met you.
WonderCon, yeah.
It was WonderCon, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I loved everything about it. The cosplay, just everyone. I'm a big collector, so walking the floor and seeing all the collectibles and things, seeing the art and everything, and really just hanging with you guys, having a great time.
Yeah.
He pulled a Greg where, you know, like you come with an empty suitcase and you leave with the full
suitcase. That was San Diego. WonderCon, yeah. I was the new guy. So I was like, oh my gosh. And I got some stuff. San Diego, I'm like, okay, I'm not messing around now.
Yeah.
That's cool. And Ben, I know that like WonderCon's kind of special for you.
WonderCon's a huge thing for me. And it is both me and my wife and I. I think that's the correct grammatic term.
That's the best way to say it.
Yeah, my wife's and mine favorite comic book convention. And there are some, some things that, of course, just being a 30-minute, depending on traffic, drive away doesn't hurt. You know, it's easier to get to than San Diego for us. If you're living across the country and coming in for WonderCon, it's a different story. But it's local. It's over by Disneyland. So you get kind of that environment alongside it. like Derek said, the hotels are right next to it. And going along with what Jake was talking about, I think it presents very much in a very similar way to San Diego Comic-Con, because it is the same people that are putting it on, but it is less crowded. It's less stressful. There's less pressure to do every single thing that you can possibly do, which is a big stressful part of Comic-Con. Plus, there's 10 billion people there. Mm-hmm. And while WonderCon is really well attended, it does not feel nearly as shoulder to shoulder as San Diego does. And so it's a much more relaxed atmosphere, but you're still getting the same level of quality of an experience with, you know, pretty decently big names on panels and a lot of really great entertaining stuff. Plus, again, the hotels are right there. People are walking around back and forth from one hotel to another in front of the convention center after it closes. People hanging out all night, drinking. I think one time I might have seen Jim imbibing in an alcoholic beverage there once. But yeah.
No, he's lying, Mom. He's lying.
It's just what I think it was a half a one. I think he took two sips and said, "Ew, this is yucky," and then he put it down.
Because he'd been holding it for 2 hours.
Yeah. And then the other thing is I met my wife at WonderCon.
There you go.
I met her there in coming up on 6 years ago in 2015. And, you know, we were introduced there through mutual friends and hit it off. And so that's another reason. It was her favorite con leading into it. I think that was my first time at WonderCon. And, you know, now it's both of our favorites for all those reasons.
That's wonderful.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Luke, do you have anything to say before we jump into the panel list?
Well, yeah, it was my first con ever was WonderCon. And it's like Jake, going to the floor was kind of where I felt like I got to kind of experience something different. Because, I mean, they have so much nostalgic things there on the floor and finding kind of like action figures I had as a kid that I hadn't seen in the box since, you know, like, I don't know, like early 90s or something like that. I don't want to date myself, but, you know. And then being also a filmmaker and seeing kind of like, you know, directors, actors, and talking on panels, I'm like, this is kind of cool as a filmmaker. And then collectibles is kind of where WonderCon kind of got me into it originally. And I rebought my old Batman and Robin figures, and you saw me as Robin at the beginning of the show. And I've been wanting to grow a beard ever since, like Ben. Here.
That's where you bought your very first comic book, wasn't it? At that WonderCon.
Jake helped me. Which one was that, WonderCon or was that Comic-Con?
That was WonderCon. Okay. I think you bought the Killing Joke.
Yeah.
It was Killing Joke and Batman Year One, because I was like, these are two like must-haves, you know?
Well, we're going to jump in, guys, and just kind of give you a little preview of what the panels are. But just let me tell you this. Go if you want information about WonderCon, because it is online this year. It's all going to be videos. It's Friday and Saturday, March the 26th and 27th, looking at my calendar up here. And it's all YouTube videos. Go to their YouTube page, and like you can already scroll through and start checking out what videos you want to watch. You know, set a reminder so that you see what you want to see. It's going to be featuring panels by Netflix, Penguin Random House, IDW, DC Entertainment, Dark Horse, Adult Swim, Warner Brothers TV, Amazon Studios, CBS, Hulu, and many, many more. If you want information, up-to-the-date information on WonderCon, go to WonderCon at Home, hashtag WonderCon at Home 2021, and also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Tumblr. Do people still use Tumblr? I didn't know that.
Apparently.
Still use Tumblr. It's that some people could just never leave.
All right, Derek, I know that you guys have been looking at some of the panels. Tell me what your some of the panels that you guys are excited about for WonderCon this weekend.
I know Derek is excited for the legal future of Star Wars.
Star Trek. Star Wars a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Trek is
the
future.
Star Wars is the one that I watched.
Yeah, that one sounded kind of interesting, mm-hmm. But I was more excited about this 20th anniversary retrospective of The Lord of the Rings, because this December will be 20 years since The Fellowship of the Ring, first film, came out. So this is a retrospective on that. And that's at 5 p.m. on Friday. Go on.
I'm really excited for Gaming Across Comics and Books, which is at 2 p.m. on Friday. Or no, 12 p.m. My phone screen wasn't loading. Because there are just so many games that come from books now that have been awesome. I mean, yeah, we have Harry Potter behind us. I've lost count of how many Harry Potter games there are.
As you count like across platforms, there's a lot.
There's a ton. And of course, I mean, you guys know that I'm a fan of The Witcher because I wanted to play the video game and RPG games made me sick to my stomach and I couldn't. So that's why I read the books and watch the TV.
And why else do you like The Witcher?
Who isn't a fan of Henry Cavill, okay?
Mm-hmm. Off, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Derek will agree with me there. So that's just so cool. And of course, I've also just read books before thinking this would be an amazing video game.
Oh,
yeah. Hasn't anybody gotten on this yet?
I was going to add, there's also something called like Dispatches from Middle Earth, and I'm trying to find the time. I lost it in my list here. But it sounds like it's about the Amazon series and some of the news we're getting of that. There are also some cool screenings. They've got a bunch of
Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Treasure Island.
The
and
greatest
Hook.
Pirate movie ever made. The second greatest pirate movie ever made.
What's the fourth greatest?
Muppet Treasure Island and Hook is the second greatest.
Hook is the second. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hook! I love Hook.
It's a great one.
Rufio.
Yeah, and there's Tor Books doing a panel. They do some cool sci-fi and fantasy books. Anything about book publishing and stuff that gives advice to writers tends to be interesting. I did go to one a few years ago that I see is on the list again that was just not what was advertised, so I'm not going to do that again. And I won't say what it is because I don't want to be all negative. But
yeah, don't be all negative. Hey, does anybody else have any Friday panels that they were noticing that they might like? Derek and Danae are doing a great job in this, by the way. I know that they are panel experts. I noticed that on Friday there's a panel that I do want to see at 2:00 on Friday. There's something called Ghost Brothers Lights Out. The three hosts of this new Discovery Plus series are the first and only African American paranormal investigators on TV, and they're sons of a pastor. One of them's a son of a pastor. They pray before they go into. So it's a different kind of take on the searching for ghosts and searching for the afterlife and searching for paranormal. They put kind of like a religious spin on it, trying to like connect it with like most people, so or a lot of people at least. I think it's super interesting. Plus, they're super funny. You got to watch the trailer for that.
It's interesting, just because I mean, I think Ben mentioned it at the beginning of the episode. There is a Bible verse when a ghost of Samuel is summoned, and he says to King Saul, "You should not be messing with this." So I'm curious as in what their take on it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was before we started broadcasting, but
oh, okay, my bad.
I start bringing it up. The Witch of Endor.
Also at 6:00 in that day, AMC's Creepshow is having a special preview with Greg Nicotero, who's been on this show, so that's going to be cool. He's got a show on Shudder called, well, it's Creepshow, you know, the Creepshow of the series, so it's going to be cool to see what is on deck next season for his show. Also, a friend of the show, Sonic the Hedgehog, the writer of Sonic the Hedgehog, is part of
Sonic is the friend.
Sonic's the friend. Anyway, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary at 11 a.m. on Friday. Sonic the Hedgehog's 30th year with a panel to talk about the special plans to come in 2021, which I think is cool. Anything else on Friday before we jump to Saturday, guys? Luke? Oh, okay.
I didn't research this section, unfortunately. Although, did we mention The Boys? You did mention that to me earlier.
There's a special writer's room featuring writers from The Boys and Fringe, which is really cool.
To me that sounds interesting. I would like to check that out
TV writers from The Boys, The Flash, Fringe, The Flight Attendant, and more. Talk about what it's like working virtually and sometimes in person in the past year of COVID-19. And for those of you who don't know, writer's rooms, they're the ones that put together the TV shows, and there's usually like somewhere between like 6 to 12 writers in a room working on a series. They've all had to go remote this year, which writers' rooms are very collaborative and they bounce ideas off each other, so that's kind of a challenge. But from what I understand, they've done very well, and a lot of them will stay remote.
I think now I'd want to be a TV writer because I'm just not an office person, but now I feel like I could be.
Luke wants anything that he can sit at home. What are you talking about? That would be great.
Pre all this, I was a work at home kind of person. I love just working in my solitude and all that kind of stuff. So I don't mind not being in an office.
What about Saturday, guys? What do we have on Saturday that looks kind of exciting?
A screening of Time Bandits at 7:10 p.m.
How are they doing a screening? Are they screening it?
I'm not sure how they're doing screenings. I wonder if it's one of those like watch along viewing parties or something.
Yeah.
You can set things up to do that. I'd have to look into that. And that, I'm sorry, I don't have the answers because that's the sort of thing we ought to be talking about on this show.
Yeah. There's also a super fun guide to Dungeons and Dragons. I actually learned how to play Dungeons and Dragons at my first Comic-Con.
Yes.
So it would be awesome.
I was with you.
Yeah, we were together. That was great. It was a great time. Like always, we were together. But yeah, it's so great to learn games like that with other people who, I mean, obviously Dungeons and Dragons is going to be played by nerdy people, but just you're already excited to be at a con and you're half of you are in cosplay or some sort of nerdy shirt. It's really fun.
Yeah. Cool. And Dispatches for Middle Earth panel is on Saturday at 10 a.m. I just found it.
Nice. Nice. There's a cool panel at noon called Marvel's MODOK. MODOK. That stands for something, an organism intent on killing. It's designed only for killing. That's right. Yeah. It's on Hulu. It's an animated series. Kind of, it feels more like something you're going to see on Adult Swim animation.
It seems to me like it's Marvel's answer to the Harley Quinn series.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that series yet.
The Harley Quinn series on HBO Max, it's so good.
What? Oh, I just got HBO Max this weekend so I could watch Justice League. Hey, HBO Max, there you go. You succeeded in getting another viewer.
Watch the Harley Quinn.
He's on a free trial.
Watch season one of
Sesame Street.
Of what?
Oh.
Of what, Derek?
Sesame Street. Oscar the Grouch is orange in episode one. And Big Bird's head is like little. He's just eyes and a beak. He doesn't have the poof thing. It's
what?
Yeah, Sesame Street has
looks like an ostrich.
Idea how much it has changed since it first was on the air. You can watch it on HBO Max.
So Marvel's MODOK noon on Saturday. The cast including Patton Oswalt and Ben Schwartz. So that should be a very cool presentation at noon. There's also at 4 p.m. AMC's Fear the Walking Dead. The Walking Dead shows have been very faithful to WonderCon and San Diego Comic-Con, so it's cool to see they're back. Actors Lenny James, Coleman Domingo, and Jenna Elfman are there, as well as the showrunners Ian Goldberg and Andrew Chambliss. All right, guys. We only have 2 days. 2 days. Anything else on Saturday?
I'll tell you what we won't see. You won't see a Con Guy panel this year.
I know. I'm very sad.
You missed the deadline. And there's no full-time creative, is there?
No, they missed the deadline as well.
Mm. It kind of snuck up on us.
Yeah, it did.
But then again, we were dealing with a lot of other stuff. So.
Yeah, we were. And just, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I did receive an email from them. They said, let's please be in contact after April 1st to talk about our panel for San Diego Comic-Con at home. So, yay!
Which
we're going to try to pitch with you.
What's that, Ben?
Oh, I saw Derek talking, and I didn't want to get yelled at again.
I know, right?
No, I was going to say, if all y'all remember, last year was our first San Diego Comic-Con panel as the con guy, albeit online, San Diego Comic-Con at home. But it was still our first San Diego Comic-Con international panel.
Awesome.
And so that was very exciting. So I'm excited at the prospect of doing one again this year. And then who knows, maybe in 2022, we'll be down there for real, real.
2022, reels, reels, reels. All right, guys, as we wrap up the show tonight, does anybody else have anything else about WonderCon that I think they are having a cosplay? I may be wrong in this because I was looking at the wrong year when I first started looking at this. wait. It says they're having a masquerade. Yeah, they're having a 2021 virtual masquerade competition. I have a feeling all submissions have already been turned in, so we're going to get a chance to see the masquerade this Saturday. We'll have more information on our website. Because again, this one kind of snuck up on us as Ben grooms. Beautiful, beautiful.
I just bought this on Amazon. I'm very excited about it.
My name is Jim Fry. You can find me at Jim Fry LA on Twitter, James D. Fry on Instagram. But more importantly, Samblings, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at DNAYS, also on Instagram at The Con Girls. I'm posting there with Katie. Hopefully we'll get Ben and Derek's wives on there a little bit too, because they're also very nerdy con ladies.
Yes.
And we're going to end with Jake because he has things still to share, Mr. Jim.
I know we're going late. If you guys,
we'll go last on Jake.
So Jake's going to share some. He's got some cool collectibles that have been coming out. So yeah.
I was going to. Yeah, Luke, you have the pictures.
Oh yeah. So I guess we'll go into that now.
Let's share them now. Let's let Ben take us up tonight. Yeah.
All right. So.
So these are new from Hasbro. These are the Marvel Legends Retro Series figures. So
let's get them all in there.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty much the full set. There are there's still a few that's not. Yeah,
wasn't there Iceman somewhere?
Yeah, there's Iceman and
you've got Electro in there.
Yeah. So these are really fun. There are, you know, they're made to look like vintage, I guess, you know, Star Wars-ish 3¾-inch figures. Uh-huh. And the packaging, I think Luke has a picture of the packaging there as well. Mm-hmm. One of them. Yeah, so talk about nostalgia. You just see that. It's like, oh, man. So these are just starting to show up in stores now.
Seeing the Incredible Hulk right now, and it's got a cool almost like poster-type background. So these look really good in the box.
Yeah.
What's this Kenner on it? Is this really Kenner?
No, because Hasbro bought Kenner back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So now they put that logo on it just to look like official old school.
Nice.
These were some exclusives from the Hasbro. These are variants like the metallic paint, so that's nice little. Nice.
How tall are these, Jake?
They're only here. I actually have some with me right here. So this is a Spider-Man figure, and then just to show you the comparison, this is a vintage Boba Fett action figure.
Cool.
So that's really what they're going for. It's like, to quote, you know, the Marvel, what if Marvel had made 3¾-inch action figures back in the day? So I got a pretty good question.
We need to see these, Jake, in full scale right now.
that's my daughter, Zoe. And I did not let her play with that. You know, I let her pose for the picture.
It's not a choking hazard when they're this
size. It's not a children's toy, but she was really, really eyeing it up. And I was like, all right. So I let her hold it for a second. She didn't try to put it in her mouth or anything. So
that's fantastic.
Words were, I love you 3000.
You go.
Beginning of this figure.
And then last thing, real quick, Luke, do you have the doc pictures?
First, let me do these.
Oh yeah. So these are from Super 7. These are the same kind of idea, like the 3¾-inch figures, Back to the Future. Very cool. Like the packaging is similar, but it has like the poster kind of art and stuff. So
who do we got?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have Marty, Doc, and Doc in the 50s with the big, science helmet. And then Marty in the radiation suit. Darth Vader from Planet Vulcan.
You know, the one thing I was noticing
about... Who does Einstein come with?
Yeah.
Doc. Because
like the one thing I noticed, put that picture back up, Luke.
Meep, meep.
The face. Remember, if you look really close at the face, it looks like Joe Biden. kind of does. It has a Joe Biden look.
Come on, man.
There you go.
President Joe Biden. I'm sorry. All right.
And then last one. Do you have the neck?
Last but not least.
So when I showed this to Luke. I love his reaction. He was just like, well, there's another $30 gone. I got to get that one now. This is from NECA. There's their Ultimate Collection. There's Ultimate Doc Brown from 2015. What's that?
The Marty.
Wait. How big are those, Jake?
Those are, I think they're 7-inch figures.
Because the detail on the face is so much more intense.
That's NECA. They're beyond. They're amazing. Oh yeah, so Luke has the Marty right there. Yeah, super cool stuff.
Well, by the way, just keep robbing me of all my money, and then they keep coming out with new ones. They're coming out with Griff too now. They kind of secretly announced, but they haven't shown this full figure yet.
And by the way, also Luke, I think I showed you. They showed a sneak peek. They're going to do a full size to scale for like the 7-inch figures of Bruce the Shark from Jaws. So it's gonna be like.
Shut up.
One of the designers was holding it up by the tail, and everyone was just like, "What? No!"
It'd be like 2 feet long.
Yeah, it's like. Boom.
I've been wondering about that for the longest time because I've all, you know, like in the background here, I got all my different ones, but like none of them like have that real Bruce look. And I'm like, when are they going to make a figure that looks like
these,
just like
all this stuff? Most of this stuff here is all NECA figures. These are all the Ninja Turtle figures from the movie. And then there's a couple back here, like all the stuff, like they're, yeah, really cool stuff. Check them out.
Cool. Hey, by the way, just to tag on to what Jake just said about the collectibles at WonderCon this weekend, they are going to be having a lot of exhibitors and vendors with exclusives to WonderCon. So be checking them out. And if they did like they did last year, Jake, did you get on their website? Because last year they released them just during the convention, a lot of what they were releasing, which was cool.
Yeah, I was able to get a couple. It's in a way, it's nicer because, you know, it gives more people the ability to get it as opposed to people who only can go to the convention. But then it's also very hard. You have to be like right on it because these sell out like instantly.
Yeah.
So.
So Jake, if people want to follow you and all of your collecting, where do they do it online?
You can find me on Instagram at the Jacoba System.
Cool. All right. And Jake, are you going to be looking at anything this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be scoping some stuff out. I'm always on the hunt, as they say.
Cool. If you find anything, let us know. Cheeseman, where can people find you?
Well, I don't have a lot of toys to share right now, but you can find me on Instagram at CheeseOnCouch, also on Twitter, and also on theconguy.com.
All right, Ben, take us out.
Hey, everyone, it's me. Oh, buddy, Ben.
You
can find me at BenKlieWer, and I wouldn't have brought this up, but I did find it. I realized in the comments that it actually affects one of our viewers. So, Jim, I don't know if you could bring up this comment from Marvel Universe that was a bit longer a little while ago, around 9:30. Yeah, there we go. So Marvel Universe, and thank you for watching the show tonight. We really appreciate you being supportive of our program. He says, it's nice being here to talk about comics. I live in Boulder, Colorado. There has just been a shooting in Denver. 10 innocent people died out of nowhere. It was in a King Supers, which is a grocery store there. And it's getting scarier. And I would, like I said, we try to keep the show all on the positive and try to keep it uplifting as much as we can. And I think this is an opportunity to at least try to inject that theme into of our show into this kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of people that are angry. There's a lot of people that are suffering because of the way things have gone for the last year. And some of that is because, you know, people didn't do things that they should have. And other was stuff that was completely out of our hands. And so there are people that are angry. There are people that are hurting. There are people that are suffering from mental health, and we don't know any of the really details on the situation. But from all of us here at the Con Guy, thank you so much, Marvel Universe, for watching the program tonight. I know it's a scary time there, and we're hoping that this show could have brought you some peace and just some comfort tonight in just talking about comics and movies and TV shows. That's what we're here for, and that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on the great things that we love that bring us together as people, and not the things that separate us. And so I just want to leave us with this. You know, we come together on this show to talk about the things that we love, to talk about the things that that have brought us together and really helped us to grow as friends. And in doing that, just care about each other, take care of each other. You know, love thy neighbor. To stop things like this from happening in the first place, we need to care about each other. So care about people as they're feeling now, allow them to experience their grief, and just be there for each other. And let's focus on what brings us together.
Amen, Ben. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And hopefully we'll see you guys this weekend at WonderCon. And always remember, love each other, be nice to each other. Luke had a great message for us last week. Love your friends. You know, you don't know how long you have them for. And love your parents. I know with my mom's on here, I had a parental health scare just today and kind of threw me for a loop. So, you know, love your mom, call your mom, love your dad, love each other. And guys, we'll see you at the cons. What was it that Bill and Ted said?
Be excellent.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com.
Find us on the WeeB Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now on sci-fi.radio, Saturdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, both AM and PM. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmos Show and the PCC Multiverse.
People are just losing their minds trying to consume Marvel products right now, and I don't blame them. This is some of the best entertainment you can get on TV and big screen right now.
If something's going to be successful or not, they look at the mentions, they look at the likes, they look at the retweets and the tweets and the subtweets and the tweet tweets, and they look at all of that to say, okay, this is actually going to garner a lot of attention.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and right here on the ESO Network.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.